This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We continue with our conversations on the Royal Causa. I know we're honoring the legend, Dr. Royal Causa. I'll be sitting down with Mr. Given Curry, the chairman of the MSG Africa Group, and we'll have a conversation on the chairman's conversation, and that is happening next week. So we're building up to that, and we're looking at the footprints that Dr. Causa has made in different fields where he has been involved. And one of those is the Institute for Directors in South Africa. We're joined by the CEO there, Pami Nathisen. Good evening. Welcome to Progressive Talk.
Good evening, and thank you so much for having me.
Good evening. Good evening. Well, we want to talk about Dr. Royal Causa, but first and foremost, let's establish the Institute of Directors in South Africa. Talk to us about the Institute and what you do.
Sure. So the IODSA is a professional membership body for directors in South Africa, and it offers two SACWA registered director designations, being certified director and chartered director SA. The IOD is also the convener of the King Committee on Corporate Governance and the owner of the King Reports in South Africa.
So Dr. Causa was the president of the Institute of Directors in South Africa.
Yes, Royal Causa has been our president since 2001. And during that time, he's just been a pillar of strength, of wisdom, of guidance, of support to the wider IOD team and also to me as CEO specifically.
Mm. What can you tell us about the attributes that you picked up on working with him throughout the time?
You know, as a leader, I would say he epitomizes what we term in King for ethical and effective leadership. You know, you can have people who are ethical and they don't, perform well because they're not effective. And then you can have people who perform very effectively, but they don't act ethically. And you need that balance. It's not just that he's exceptionally competent and adds significant value in his various roles, but I think also added to that is his unwavering moral compass to do the right thing, and that's where that magic happens.
Yeah. And a long time you've been with him, working with him there, and I wonder in terms of the challenges that you would have met, the kind of leadership that he provided there, and what lessons you would have taken from that.
Yes, so I've known Royal Causa for over a decade now, and certainly we at the IOD have learned a number of lessons from him. I think the one thing that stands out for me personally is just his calm and steady approach to issues. And I think it's so important for us as leaders to reflect on that as we navigate this stressful world that seems to get more complex and stressful every year. Mm. The other thing also that comes to mind when I think about lessons is his articulate and reasoned way of putting his views across, logical, articulate, well thought through. That's something as well that we've, found valuable.
Mm-hmm. And when dealing with challenges, what kind of problem-solving mechanisms does he perhaps employ or deploy that you have seen, observed from close range?
I think just logically considering all the options, it's not a sort of a stressed response or panicked response. Mm. It's a let's step back and let's consider our options. Let's think rationally and pragmatically. And determine the best way forward. Put our heads together here as intelligent people and let's determine the way forward,
And you talked about what he epitomizes, obviously very, very important there, but these characteristics that he have, where do you think he draws his strengths from? Is it from the reading? Is it from the learning that he has done? Or what do you pick up there?
It's difficult to say. He's exceptionally learned, and as you know, he's written a number of books himself.
Yeah.
So I'm sure learning and reading and research plays a big part. And then I think just his, I mentioned his sort of moral compass and commitment before.
Yeah.
I think that just also drives, the leadership qualities that he displays.
Yeah. And in the organization, as we're going to be sitting down with him, of course, during the chairman's conversation, listening to his wisdom, what do you say as an organization?
We're exceptionally proud to have our president at the chairman's conversation, and we look forward to hearing what he has to say.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.